This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Bandar Seri Begawan on an official visit today at the invitation of His Majesty Sultan Haji Hassan Al Bolkiah. This is the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brunei. The historic visit of Prime Minister coincides with the 40th anniversary of establishment of diplomatic ties between India and Brunei. Brunei is an important partner in India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision. The Labour and Employment Ministry has initiated a move to extend the benefits of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana to disadvantaged workers. A letter has been issued by the Ministry of Labour and Employment to all state governments urging the inclusion of migrant workers, building workers, BD workers, senior workers, non-local mine workers, contract labourers and other unorganised workers. The decision was taken in view of the Union Cabinet's approval to extend the implementation of PMAY for an additional 5 years from financial year 2024-25 to 2028-29 with the aim to provide 2 core additional houses to eligible beneficiaries. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today reviewed the status of hydropower projects in Arunachal Pradesh, focusing on forest clearance, techno-economic clearance, land acquisition and environmental clearance in a meeting held at Itanagar. He assessed the progress of 13 power projects with the key public sector undertakings. He further directed all concerned departments and deputy commissioners to ensure no delays from the state government to expediting the necessary task required for clearances. In his social media post, he said that hydropower is vital for the state's revenue, employment and economic opportunities. It must be ensured that all projects move forward swiftly and efficiently. Chief Minister Pema Khandu in his social media handle today urged all the stakeholders to come together and create mass awareness on the importance of nutritious diet in daily life during the ongoing National Nutrition Week. Khandu urged all to accelerate efforts to educate parents, communities about the importance of proper nutrition and locally available nutritious food sources. West Bengal Legislative Assembly today has passed the Anti-Rape Bill, the Aparajita Woman and Child West Bengal Criminal Laws Amendment Bill 2024. The bill proposes that penalty to the convict if a rape victim dies or is left in a vegetative state. The bill also includes time-bound investigations and trials, establishment of a special fast-track court, protection of victims' identity, penalty on delaying justice, strict penalties for repeated offenders and creation of a Aparajita task force. A general coordination meeting on major public issues was held today by Deputy Commissioner, Capital Itanagar, Talo Potam, at DK Convention Centre in Itanagar. The meeting discussed on parking issues, highway road conditions, garbage dumping, electricity and water crisis, encroachment of government quarters, unauthorized constructions, restro bars, stray animals, drugs and unregulated butcher shops. During the meeting, the Deputy Commissioner all stakeholders to share their views and suggestions on to curb and solve these pressing issues. Further, he said that all the suggestions will be forwarded to the state government. The Tawang Police today conducted a Narcotics Coordination Committee meeting in the conference hall of the Deputy Commissioner's office in Tawang. During the meeting, SP Tawang D.W. Thongam expressed concern over the presence of wild cannabis in the region and called for cooperation from the villagers and the paramilitary forces in eradicating it. He also directed the bazaar secretaries and the gauburas to actively share information with the police to identify and apprehend any drug peddlers operating in the district. Further, the Intelligence Bureau representatives have urged for strict monitoring of Indo-Bhutan border check gates. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.